to be honest, it might be more important for men to have the experience than for women to have the experience, but who are they going to have the experiences with? You understand?
So I solved this poll under Austin Wayne's community post. It is a great litmus test. Would you rather have 1,000 baddies or one good girl? Guys, when I solved this poll, without a single second of hesitation, I picked 1,000 baddies. But to my surprise, 80% chose the good girl. I thought at least this part of the town would be a bit more intelligent than the average manosphere. You know, people using Richard Cooper's tactical soaps.
You're like, oh, let me fucking subscribe to this fucking guy and buy some soap because I'm fucking retarded, you know?
I thought at least Austin Wayne viewers would answer this question correctly, which is the first option. But hey, what do you know? Seems like not. Guys, this question here is not a personal preference question. There is an objectively correct answer here, and I will explain why. The objective correct answer here is the 1,000 baddies. Because what you have going on with a so-called baddie is more real than with what they consider to be a good one, a good girl. Men who are with baddies will also get the love of good girls as well. If you can't do well with the first option, then you have zero chance with the self-proclaimed good girls anyway. I guess the assumption here, the premise here is that the good girl won't leave. She'll stay loyal. Or yeah, I want something real, dude. I am not shallow. Another potential reason is likely the perception. Perception that the baddie will have an insufferable attitude, while a good girl will be obedient, right? Hopeless romantics. Oh my god, I want a girl who isn't interested in hookup culture, who won't cheat on me. The only way to achieve that is by being the dude wanted by baddies as well. What Austin Wayne's viewers don't realize is that the good girl is simply the one who is usually a bit less attractive, a bit more realistic with her expectations, maybe a bit more long-term oriented. She already experienced and saw for herself that the chat doesn't stick around. But at the end of the day, they are women. They both want the same man, bro. Maybe she's tolerating the oofy-doofy, but given the chance, she will leave you for the guy who chose baddies, chose and can get baddies. Then you'll see how good your good girl really is. In this day and age, the goodie and the baddie want the same man. The exact same man. The difference is women adjust their expectations in life. This is what the average man doesn't realize. The difference is the baddie is usually a bit more attractive, a bit more liberal, less willing to tolerate a settled down relationship. The good girl, on the other hand, I am giving you the profile, the overall profile. A bit older, mid or late 20s. Did have a baddie past that she's hiding. Keeping a secret because, you know, past is the past, right? Oh, the past doesn't matter. I have moved on. Why does it even matter? I don't have to disclose that information to my new boyfriend. He isn't entitled to know what I have done in the past. Past is past, they say, right?
Someone who is 44 years old.
Chat is chat.
Chat is chat, but showing up is showing up. And guess what, Jeff? You showed up.
A bit more justification. A bit lower standards. Looking to settle down. She realized that the reality is often disappointing. The hot dude she hooked up with in the past didn't want to settle down with her. You know, the dudes she's keeping a secret from her roofie. Puts up a fake threat-con values facade until the marriage, until the woofy-doofy legally signed that document. But she's secretly dreaming of better-looking dudes. The dudes she used to hook up with. Still checks them up in public. Stalks their socials. You know, more or less, that is the profile, guys. But in essence, you gotta realize, in essence, they are not much different from each other. That is why I didn't even hesitate even 1 second voting for the first option. Even if it was the first option was one baddie and the second was 1,000 good girls, I still would have voted for the baddie. One baddie over 1,000 good girls. Because I know for a fact that if I can get one baddie, the 1,000 loyal girls will belong to me anyway. They will choose me over their oofy doofy at a moment's notice, whenever I want it, however I want it. What people don't realize is that the goodie and the baddie want the same man. If I am not having success with the baddie, the relationship I am gonna have with the so-called loyal girl is just an oofy doofy settle down relationship. I think Austin Wayne's viewers, no matter how much they try to play it off like, oh bro, I'm improving, those normie kids, normie looking kids, would like to believe they are going to be Chad. Those guys know. They know that they will never be that guy. Deep down, they know that. So they choose the second option, thinking that it is going to be safer long term, more stable relationship, where they don't get abused like a dog, where they will not be treated horribly. Because let's be real, guys. Let's be real. Whenever they were able to gesture Max hard enough to get into a relationship, that was their experience. So even if the one they dated wasn't a baddie, but just a normal girl, they are so traumatized and left with PTSD due to abuse. They think that the girl in the first option will be insufferable feminist who will cheat on them and leave them. But the goody in the second will not. And that is the mistake they make. They will just face a different type of abuse with the second option. And guys, let me say this too. Women are only feminists towards men they are not afraid of losing. This is a good litmus test to know if what you're going on with your girl is real or not. If she is being an insufferable feminist around you, that relationship is on a timer. It will run out simultaneously with your usefulness or when a better option shows up. Without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, this is the case, guys. Now, the other way around isn't true. We can't say vice versa here. If she's not a feminist, that doesn't mean that you are in the clear, that she loves you like that. It might be that she's just more level-headed, genuinely just doesn't care about that stuff. But if she's one of those insufferable two other feminists around you, that relationship is on a timer, my brother. A true high-value man will turn feminist woman even. Even feminist woman will drop that act when a true high-value man comes along. Guys, no matter how many red flags there are, woman will turn a blind eye and will justify it. Anyway, anyhow, only subpar looking men gotta deal with that kind of attitude. Have to gesture Max to get into relationships. Watch this, for example. A great example of what I'm talking about.
Tall, conventionally good looking, aka I'd say like chiseled jaw lines and guys who photograph really well, often white men. But it's still really off-putting sometimes to just hear this reconfirmed.
Off-putting, but not off-putting enough to not seek, find, and date those men, right?
My ex is within that category, and he was the person who I posted the video who went on 150 dates. Yesterday, I was with a couple of my guy friends who are pretty good-looking guys, but they're 5'7", they're more, I'd say, average, and they are minorities. And we were having a conversation with him and they were just joking and saying, oh, like it must be pretty easy, you know, for guys who are really tall and white like you.
I feel like most men, most guys can feel the BP, but just can't really put their finger on it, especially on the extent of it. Like if you go ask her oofy doofy 5'7", 5'6", Asian friends, maybe they would agree with you on tall, white, you know, good-looking guys having an easier time with girls. But they are still not aware on the rest of the iceberg beneath the surface. You ain't know about the health of it, brother. How deep the rabbit hole really goes. You ain't know. And you don't want to know. Maybe that is the case.
Is that true? And then he wouldn't respond at the time, but he kind of smirked.
Guys, what is even the point of giving free gas to people? And you'll see this type of people in real life too. Giving other people free premium gas. I will never understand it, man. You are giving free premium gas to some guy who's taking your share. He knows it. You know it. He knows that you know it. Like, what do you even expect him to say? Do you take a weird pleasure out of his smirk? Like, everyone in that social settings knows what's up. Knows that those 5'7", 5'6", Asian guy friends of hers, friend-zone dudes, would rather be the one banging her. Cause that is their looks match. She ain't all that herself, man. Look at her. She ain't all that herself. But their looks match goes for the 6 feet tall, good-looking white man instead. So, what is even the point of guessing her boyfriend up? He's already taking your share. What is the point of giving him more by asking questions like that? Do you take some sort of weird pleasure out of that, brother? I swear, man, some people, some men in life wanna be a fluffer as a profession. Professional fluffers. Their entire role in life is to gas other men up. Even if you steal their own share, it is mind-blowing, bro. I wouldn't even wanna be in that setting. I would make up some BS excuse and leave that restaurant. Like, that smirk would really get me feel some kind of way. I'm gonna tell you that. And I'm not gonna subject myself to a humiliation ritual like that.
Everybody knows that you're a goddamn joke.
This fucking funny to you? Huh? You scumbag!
And then when we got back and it was just him and I, we had a conversation where I asked him about it. I was like, so is it true? And he said, yeah, so I'll put it this way. If I were to go on the apps tonight, and this was like 10 o'clock, I would be able to get a date by tomorrow. And the whole air of this, the way it was said, the entitlement, the bragging nature, it was just so off-putting.
But not off-putting enough for you to leave him and date one of those 5'7 guys he smirked at, right? Not that off-putting. Again, they can't help it. This is why the whole, oh, Betty's will cheat, you should go for the good girl instead. That whole stuff doesn't work, guys. People, both men and women, not only women, people can't help their nature. Anatomy is destiny, and you can't escape destiny.
But what was really sad about this is that, like, I know it's true, and we all know it's true, right? Like, guys who are in their early 30s, who look a certain way and are above 5'10", do really, really well in the new age of dating. They are able to just line up dates, and it doesn't really matter if the values don't match up, because, for instance, for him, he doesn't want to have kids. And you would think that'd be a big restriction, like, he puts it on his app profile anyways, and especially in the area, in this area, which is in the South, where I think a lot of women conventionally want to have kids. But his last two exes, like, both want kids, and they still went on dates with him.
Values are not a prerequisite. Looks are. Values, or rather what she refers to as values, is simply a parameter subject to introjection, the process of introjection. Those women he dated likely wanted kids because they wanted to tie him down to a relationship.
And it's almost sadder to see, like, women just kind of tolerate this.
Sad to see. But does she stop for a second to ask, why am I dating this dude? Instead, what did she do? She went and dated that guy. Not some 5'7 guy with the so-called same values. How are you any different than those women?
Because, like, attraction, especially immediate attraction, is so difficult to find. And I, you know, I'm certainly guilty of that myself. It's just, I don't know what the solution is to this.
Immediate attraction is so hard to find. Like, even women themselves admit it. The data is there, but you still have guys coping about women not finding the vast majority of men as below sub 5.
Well, certainly it's not to encourage entitled jerks like this in terms of their behavior, but it's also, again, just the world in which we live in. And this is why I think a lot of selfish behavior has come from men in terms of, you know, no longer feeling like they have to be a gentleman or really have to woo any women, because they don't like you. They just go back on and they'll find a date in the next hour.
I love how she just gave up and accepted it. Notice how she didn't say the solution would be women not dating those men, those jerks, but their looks match. Instead, she was like, well, it is just the way it is. It is so obvious that he left her for another woman. She's hurt because she has been on the other end of it. A self-entitled jerk she tried to make it work with. The type of guy she was talking about in the beginning. Tall, chiseled jaw, good-looking, white. He left her at that. This is your so-called goodie with values. This is the woman you are voting for over the baddie with the first option. You think she won't drop you on your head when another dude like him, like her ex, tall, good-looking, chiseled jaw, comes along? You think she won't go back to him again? Guys, understand. Even your self-proclaimed, self-identified good girl will let another man talk trash about you, given the chance. Notice how her boyfriend smirked and let her know how easily replaceable she is at a moment's notice. But despite everything, she didn't choose one of those 5'7 dudes who would probably treat her like a princess. She didn't choose one of them. She says it herself. She can't help it. It is the way it is. Everyone watching this video needs to understand. The goodie and the baddie wants the same man. Don't be afraid until life.